Hello, my name is Isabella Zamor, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Change Making Youth Culture. And today we have some designers.
Hi, my name is Tanya. Thank you for having me here today on the show.
I'm Jason.
And I'm David.
I asked you to be here today for a specific reason. And as you are experts in this situation, I would like to ask a couple questions. What do people need to be aware of when hearing about animal abuse?
Well, animal abuse has been a worldwide problem for many years. It goes as far as I can recall. The main type of abuse that people can probably be familiar with from what they hear is illegal dog fighting. Approximately 10,000 dogs die each year, from what we know, from these horrendous actions.
Animal abuse is something that is a serious problem. Illegal dog fighting or any abuse can be stopped when people are aware of it. Our logo, Pause the Abuse, creates aware that we, the people, can stop abuse.
Please, if you see or even hear about an animal being mistreated, do not hesitate to call.
And for the SPCA phone line, please call 408-794-7297. Now, Tanya, what was your inspiration to create your design?
My inspiration on creating my button was my dog, Lobo, and the fact that I've been living in the city and see the amount of street animals roaming around without a family, love, or protection.
Now, Jason, what made you want to choose the topic of animal abuse for your button?
Well, because I like animals and want them all to be safe.
And David, what is the main focus you want people to notice when looking at your design?
That we should stop abusing animals.
Now, Tanya, what typeface did you use in your design, and what category is it in?
In my design, I use hand lettering to create my button.
And David?
I use Helvetica in my design, which is in the sans serif category.
And Jason?
I use my own custom font.
What principles of design did you use, and how did you use it?
I used repetition of pause, and I used pink against yellow to make a contrast feeling.
I use white space, and I use it as my background to make the red stand out more.
I used center alignment to add my paw and the letters in the paw.
Why did you decide on the image on your button? What does it represent?
I put pause for Pause the Abuse. I decided on the image because I wanted to focus on animal abuse.
Because our motto is to pause animal abuse, so I decided to put a paw to represent animals.
I decided on the image on my button because of the issue we are focusing on. Using a paw represents the issue we are trying to come across to everyone. The background just came to mind because I live in a city where many animals live in the streets.
Cool. Thanks for listening to CMYK. Remember, CMYK stands for Change Making Youth Culture, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.